Welcome to the Desert Pilot Podcast. Coming to you from the Point Loma Naval Base in sunny San Diego, California. This is one of my favorite spots to sit at during lunch. Mostly because I have Lindbergh Field, or San Diego International Airport, behind me. And I'm looking out over the bay, watching all the sailboats and ships. We just had a destroyer sail past. But also then beyond the bay is North Island, with Naval Station North Island. Right now there's two Seahawks lifting off right at the same time. Just had a C-2 Greyhound land and a F-18 take off. And actually, right above when the C-2 was landing, we had a steerman on the transition route going north to south through the bay in between Lindbergh Field and North Island. Visibility is really clear today. It's awesome. I can see all the way to the mountains. I can see the airliners way off into approach as they approach over the city. It's very, very neat, very neat. I'm going to school out here. If you're wondering why I'm not at my ship, I am going to school. I'm going to school for anti-submarine warfare, anti-surface warfare tactical air controller, or AZTAC. Basically being a tactical controller on our ship. I blogged more about it, and I'll be updating my blog probably more than actually updating with audio content. Mostly because I can't really capture any audio content. This podcast is what happens when three pilots get together and have night currency. I thought it was amusing, and I don't know why I didn't post it at the time, but here it is to you, just three touch and goes, getting current at night. At the time, I was current, and we are all Form 5 pilots in a CAP airplane.
Think about what you say.
I can now record it.
Oh, yeah, I should probably get my seatbelt on.
Thanks. I think that happened last time, too. Good thing we're doing challenge and response, so you have to read the check this time.
I'm always a little spoon.
How did this get so twisted?
Oh, these seatbelts do need to be replaced, too.
Well, someone...
Oh, I see what happened. Someone
twisted it on. Twisted it all out.
Pre-flight inspection complete.
Okay, complete.
Fasten breathing.
Complete.
Okay. Seatbelts, solar harness, stress them all.
Adjusted.
Do you want a cell phone?
I'm okay. I got mine if I need it.
I think I know where everything in this cockpit is. So.
Yeah, I think we both do. Brakes, test and set.
Set.
Anything else fired off?
Off.
Electrical coolant off?
Off.
Circuit breakers check in?
They're in.
Autopilot off?
Autopilot's in op.
All right. Cap flaps open?
They are open.
Fuel selector both?
Fuel selector is on both. Oh, no. There it is.
Force start complete. Start engine prime is required.
Priming this baby.
By the way, you had 30 gallons on the left and 26 on the right.
Always like that. It's always like 4 to 5 gallons off.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Prime good?
Because it feeds out of both, but it really doesn't feed out of equally both.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Beacon on. Made sure to be on. Carpeat cold.
Carpeat is cold.
Throttle open half.
Open to a half.
Prop high.
Prop high.
Mixture rich.
Mixture full rich.
Clear prop.
Alright. Land okay, prop!
Alright, we'll stand by. Master switch on?
Oh, yeah, right.
I did that too the last time. I tried to start it with no master.
I hate when I do that. Because the second I turn it, I'm just like, oh, you're an idiot. Gotta turn the master on. There we go.
Hey!
Okay, and.
Nav. That's not nav. That's not nav either. That's not nav. Damn it! That side. I know where they are, I just don't know which one in the order. Okay, start them up.
Car pop.
Oil pressure is its usual high self. Alternator on, which we already did that.
Yep.
Starter check disengage.
Disengage, yeah, it's about.
Ammeter check, yeah, okay, fuck that. Throttle adjust 8 to 1000, you're doing that. Mixture lean, you're doing that.
Avionics. All right, everyone.
Good evening, passengers.
And it only works in one ear.
What?
It only works in one ear.
Really?
Well, it's a lot more so on the left, and there's no knob on the right. It's already all the way up.
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure? Because that was like a golden headset. I don't know. Hey, try the plugs or something.
You have a stereo switch? Stereo mono switch.
On the headset, you mean?
On the line, sometimes they'll have like a stereo mono switch.
Oh, there might be, yeah. I'm pretty sure that headset's just mono, though.
Yeah, there's no switch here. Oh, whatever, I don't care. Oh, I'll live.
Is it really just out of one?
That's what it sounds like to me. It's a ton here, and maybe just a fraction here.
Oh, that sucks. Stupid David Clark.
I know, so that's why I bought a Bose.
That's why I bought a Lightspeed. Anyway, okay, continue.
All right, flaps up.
Flaps are, they are down.
Right here.
Flaps up, thanks, sir.
Going up. You're welcome. Nav lights are, that should have been on a long time ago.
They are on, I thought.
Yeah, I know, they are. But this checklist has them, like, after 10 minutes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's good to meet us.
And is then not the ATIS.
Kaota. Kaota is.
Son las nueve. Nearly. It's about 7 till.
7 till 9?
Yep.
Oh, the tower's gonna close. Score.
Okay, anyone know the ATIS frequency?
Yeah, it's 118.25.
Yeah.
That's that one.
On comp 2.
Not coming in. We're listening to comp 2.
Oh well.
What about comm 1?
Oh, here.
Are you sure that's the ATIS?
That's 118.25.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Okay, ATIS is broken.
Okay, well, we'll just call him up and say we're unable to get the ATIS.
118.8 out of service, he's 120.6.
Just have some wind.
Oh.
Bird activity within the vicinity of the airport. All aircraft read back all road instructions and assigned altitudes. All VFR departures advise ground control of your direction of departure. Advise.
Oops, all right, move the airplane.
Gateway Tower, ATIS information, Delta, time 0247, Zulu, wind 290 at 7, gust 15, temperature 22.
So we'll take off 22.
Altimeter 2999, runways 30.
2999.
There you go, comm one's off.
Okay, we're on ground.
Yeah, 0.3 and then,
You want to do the calls or you want me to?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, I'll do the call. Falcon Ground, Cap 22A, direct dual hangar, like to taxi the active for to remain in the pattern. We were unable to get the ATIS.
22A, Roger. Taxi runway 22 left via Delta, winds 240 at 8, altimeter 2999.
2999, taxiing to 22 left via Delta, Cap 228.
He's probably like, oh crap. Really? ATIS and off? Dang it. Right before I close.
Yeah, really.
See, did that ATIS is clears, whatever, brakes, okay. Instruments are set. Okay, this is gonna get close.
See, so, yeah, I'm flying the commander tomorrow, I guess. The
commander?
The wing commander. Because he's not the current, he's not Form 5 current. So, because he has to go to the
Oh, that's fun. Why is that so funny to me?
The Flagstaff meeting? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
So he's gone to the Flagstaff meeting, so I'm flying him up to Flagstaff, and then, oh, thank you very much.
There's taxi light.
You know, I've landed like that before, too, with the taxi light off, or the landing light off.
That's weird. It turns them both on. The right switch turns both of them on.
That is really weird.
That is a wiring fail.
So, and Brian, he let me even touch down, too.
What about him?
We were, it was like my first night flight. We were flying Marana. I come down on approach, and I'm like, dang, the runway sure looks really dark. And like, I touch down, and then after we touched down, he's like, you didn't have your landing light on. He turned my landing light on. I'm like, seriously, dude? Did you let me touch down?
Yeah. Man, you're gonna... How come I'm not a part of this coal list?
No, it was Sarah that called, not Martha.
Oh. Sarah owes me, because she's supposed to do that monthly flight report thing, not me. I'm the maintenance officer, not the do-everything-else officer.
Yeah.
Hey, who's doing your guys' who did your Cap 5, like, initiation, introduction, flights and all that?
Jim did mine.
Okay. Jim did mine, too?
Yeah.
I didn't know Martha at the time.
Yeah, neither did I.
But, like, are you talking about, like, just to fly the plane, period? Or, like,
VFR, Cap VFR, I guess?
Well, just, like, to get used to the airplane or to actually take the ride?
Yeah, to get used to the airplane.
Oh, Trevor and I flew together.
Yeah, like, you can fly with, like...
You can fly with one of us.
Yeah, you can fly
with
one of us. Or, like, yeah, I mean, heck, you could have, like, flown... Well, I guess, no, because...
Yeah, you're doing your
night. Dave wants to get some nighttime.
I need nighttime, dude. And that nose wheel still sucks.
Yeah, it does. I can feel that.
All Cessna's nose wheel sucks.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
The strut is fine, because we actually had it serviced, and it actually got fixed.
Cessna, like, they should have just stuck with tail draggers, because they suck at making nose wheels. So.
Look at Sabina maintenance to the max over there.
Are you working on them?
Crap. Dude, that hangar is... Those hangars are full.
Yeah, they're crazy.
I talk to Dan all the time on the radio now.
Who?
Dan. Danger Dan the dispatch man?
Danger Dan the dispatch man.
Remember Dan at dispatch? He was there when you were there.
Yeah, it sounds very familiar. Why do you... Is he working at Sabina?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway. Okay, continue with the run-up check.
Brake seats. Cabin doors locked.
Locked.
Okay, flight controls.
Free and correct. Looking good.
Bueno, testing. Elevator rotor trim set for takeoff.
Sit and sit.
Flight instruments set.
Flight instruments, we are set.
Primer locked.
Primer is off and locked.
That's car beat.
And the car beat is closed as well.
Oh, I love it. Fuel quantity, who cares? Mixture's full rich.
Who cares about the fuel quantity?
Dude, it's full.
Okay,
no.
Yes.
Mixture full rich?
Mixture is full rich.
Fuel selector recheck both.
Alright, boo.
I'm sorry, this is a gauge checklist. Throttle 1700. Mags.
Checking the right mag. Yes, sir. There we go.
Dude, you can really freak somebody out by doing that. Checking the right mag.
And left mag. Looks like a drop and comes back. Carb heat. Drop.
Drop time.
Comes back. Prop. There we go.
Wow, that
oil's a little thick. Yeah. And again. There we go. And any splatter?
Attention all aircraft, time now 0400 Zulu. Falcon Towers terminating Class Delta air traffic services at this time. No reported traffic in the area. Falcon Tower will resume normal operations at 1300 Zulu. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Alright, friction lock adjust, whatever. Flight instruments, check again. Flight, okay. Oh yeah.
Looks like it's not going to idle on me, okay. We're not going to die.
Hooray, radios and avionics set.
They are set.
Autopilot is still or not. Okay, run up complete.
Hey, let's rock and roll.
Nope, thank you.
Yep.
Oh,
so
man.
We're staying on, get over on the Unicom. Or the common traffic.
Yeah, when Sarah and I flew at night, they terminated while we were on the pattern. We're like, hey, thanks a lot for your help. And the guy's like, yeah, no problem. Have a great flight, guys. Hopefully, you know, do all right. You know, like, kind of like talking to the guy. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be going home? Why do you still have your headset on?
Me?
No, the tower controller.
I'm like, you know, I usually keep my headset on. All right. Falcon, air traffic, Cap 228. We are taking the active 22. We're going to remain in the pattern, do some stop and goes. Runway 22. Falcon. Taking the active, clear right.
Blinkers are on.
Blinkers are on.
Camera's been on.
Camera is on. Let's go. Doesn't it make you feel like a jet pilot when you take off at night?
In the Baron, yeah.
Okay, maybe not in this airplane.
No, not so much in this airplane.
We are supposed to be keeping a sterile cockpit.
That's correct.
Let's see, we're going to rotate.
I love flying with friends and not with students. Students, not so much. Probably ready to climb, gear up.
I usually adjust the RPMs at about 500 feet.
Yep. I did that, Jim's like, what are you doing? Not making my engine bleed to death.
So where does he prefer it?
He prefers it at 1,000 because at 1,000 you can make a turn back to the airport safely and, you know, without any aggressive maneuvering in an engine out situation.
Okay.
Speaking of, I gotta find it. I gotta send it to you. O'Brien found a sweet video of a Mooney. His engine blew at like 500-600 feet, and he made it. Made a 180 and made it back.
I've seen that video. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. This guy would just happen to be videotaping his flight. He took off. It came like right on the center of the dash. He took off, and it's like not even 30 seconds after takeoff. And you just hear, tower, blah, 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 and we're coming back.
We're not climbing too good on that.
I know.
You a little bit more. I know I'm out of screen, but...
I think this is a gauge, dude.
I think it's the gauge. I think it's the manifold pressure gauge.
I think the gauge is incorrect.
Because, I mean, we're just now getting 500 feet.
I know, this is an abysmal climb.
And I'm showing at
can I screw with somebody?
Sure.
Sweet. Hold on. Hey, go ahead and make a call, then I'll screw.
Yeah, Falconry traffic, F228, we are downwind for runway 22, left traffic, stop and go. Falcon.
Oh, Justin.
Good.
How's your evening, good sir?
Pretty boring. How about yours?
About the same, actually.
Where
are you off to
today?
Say again?
Where are you off to tonight?
Yeah, just doing a couple hops in the pattern of Falcon.
Sounds like fun.
You do know who this is, right?
Yes, I do, David.
Ah, okay, good. Everyone else seems to know my voice, so I just want to make sure.
That's affirmative.
Roger, Dodger.
Well, I guess the pattern altitude is 24 here, not 22.
Didn't it used to be 22?
It did used to be 22, and then the people complained.
Oh, was that their big, I have 500 signatures complaint thing?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. Did you just, go to full flaps?
No, I'm at 20.
Okay.
Why?
I was just like, oh, the handle's really far down there. I totally missed that. That's what happens when I screw with other people on the radio.
You know what a good time to turn bases or final?
When you're...
This might be too early.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But when you start to see the Pappy lights...
Really?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Huh.
Falcon traffic, cap 228, final 22 left, stop and go.
I don't know if it's this.
Huh?
I forgot to say, we might have some company coming up from the southwest.
Bring it. Looks like we are, yeah.
Okay, we're going to stop our descent to keep it here and then come down. Coming a little shallow. There we go.
The sweet spot.
We definitely got a little bit of crosswind.
Here are the lights.
Flaps up. Okay. I really watch the instruments on this one. There you go.
B. Be watch instrument?
Well, we all will.
How about you fly a plane and not kill me?
Okay, you watch the instrument, so I fly.
Because, you're getting 27.5 on takeoff manifold pressure, according to the gauge.
Shouldn't we get more than that?
I thought you were supposed to get 29. Upwards of close to 30.
60, we're going to rotate.
Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be upwind around 29 also.
Falcon Air traffic, cap 228 or upwind, runway 22 going around the pattern again, Falcon.
Sorry, my bad on the sterile cockpit. Because there's the climb you should see.
Okay, yeah, but I'm pitched, but we're losing airspeed, see?
Oh, well, you know, I didn't
yeah,
see that.
I'm pushing. Well, that's about 75 knots. Okay, that's not bad.
System 5024 Hotel on taxiway Bravo, taxi to runway 22 left.
Yeah, there's only one runway, so...
taxi to the lighted runway.
It's throttle prop, right?
Yep. All day long. Come on, commercial pilot, you should know that.
I know. But see, when I did my commercial, the throttle was here and the prop was here.
Yeah, true that. What's your commercial one?
The Lake Buccaneer.
He went and did his commercial land and sea.
And sea rating, yeah.
Oh, nice. Where'd you do it, at Chevrolet's or
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Place is awesome.
I want to do that so bad, I just don't have any money.
Yeah, I just finally decided to bite the bullet. It was only like a couple hundred more than just the land.
If you already have land, then what is it for just seed, you know?
Oh, if you for just seed, it's like, I think it was...
Like 600, 700?
No, it's more than that. It's like 1200, I think.
Oh, damn it.
Just to get your C rating.
I don't have the money for that.
Alright, we're at 24.
Falcon Air traffic at 228, we are downwind left traffic for runway 22, Falcon.
No observed traffic coming up on base.
Thank you.
Got the guy on the taxiway, shouldn't be a problem.
You see him? Alright.
Yeah, he's only in midfield. So
flaps at 10.
He has a little ways to go.
Wow.
What's up?
I was looking at my instruments just to center the ball.
Oh. Final's clear.
Coming a little hot. Laps 20.
Falcon Air traffic, cap 228, turning base to final, runway 22, Falcon.
Dude, check out that pool. It's got a blue light. That's way cool.
Oh, right on.
No way you could miss that one.
No way.
Traffic, cap 228, we are short final, runway 22, we're going to be making a stop and go. Falcon. Darn it, we are really slow. There we go.
Falcon traffic, damage 4, 119 Bravo is over, superstition spring ball. At 3,500, inbound, and we'll enter in 45, left downwards from right to the left.
Whoa, that was
a little fun.
Was I just crooked? Is that what it was?
A touch, yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting bad at that, just landing a little crooked. I mean, we do have a little crosswind coming from the right, so I'm trying to correct that. Thank you, flaps up.
You're welcome. Yeah, I've noticed my crosswind landings have been getting that way too.
Uh-huh.
I'm just screwing up.
Okay.
I don't do it enough.
Rocking and rolling, here we go.
Throttle full full. Climbing. I'm going to lean you out slightly.
Okay, we're going a little fast so we can pull.
Okay.
There we go. It's really tricky on the airspeed, I've noticed that. Like, because I was going just over 85 and it was not giving us that climb. But once you do right on between 75 and 80, which I guess is what the POH says, then we get almost 1,000.
Your boy's about 2 miles south of the airport.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Falconry traffic, cap 228. We are upwind, runway 22. We're going to be staying in the pattern, doing one more stop and go. We see the company traffic on downwind. How far are you from entering 45?
They're not company traffic.
Whatever.
Yeah, we got about another mile to go, then we'll be entering the 45 Falcon traffic. 190 Bravo.
get behind him, you think?
Yeah, yeah, that's right behind.
Okay, we'll follow him behind you, Captain 228. We catch you inside.
That's like company traffic with the another cat.
Traffic, Catside 424, Superstition Springs Mall with the...
Oh, Transwhite. Oh, the instructor was talking.
No, that's another guy, I think.
Yeah, the Transwhite guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be sure
to left down with 22.
10 o'clock right now.
Is that okay?
You got him inside?
Yeah, the blinker.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. No, yeah. I'll slow down. Looks like he's going kind of slow.
You freaking out on us over here?
Me? I'm not freaking out.
Okay. What is company traffic?
Falcon traffic system, 5024 Hotel at runway 22 left. Taking off.
I've got your target at 4 o'clock, too.
I have him as well, thanks.
Okay. Roger, Dodger.
I have the red and greens. I have the Christmas trees.
Okay, I got the guy in front of us. That's what I'm going to worry about.
Yep.
The other guy from the south is just transitioning, so you don't need to worry about him.
Okay. Did you say what altitude is that?
35.
Okay.
Falcon traffic down 4119 Bravo is turning to left base or runway 22 left.
Are you going to full stop or stop and go?
No. Number 3, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Full stop.
Okay.
I don't need to pay for 192.
Yeah, exactly.
I already got 10 in.
So who's your third member on the flight this weekend?
I think it's Rob.
Rob.
Rob, who we kicked out of the airplane, Rob?
Oh.
Really? But I think...
Are you guys full stop?
Yeah, this will be full stop landing, 19 Bravo.
Shoot.
Roger that, Cap 228 left base for 22 left, we are also a full stop. And right behind you, you have insight.
You're good.
Okay.
Just don't let you sleep, all right?
5024 Hotel, turning downwind for runway 22 left.
Thank you, yeah.
I got that guy.
Nosing over, I'm nosing up. Not do that. Coming in low again. I'm trying to put a good power setting on this, doesn't mean right now.
Sorry, red flying. Overhead 3500, depart the area towards Scottsdale, Falcon traffic.
I guess I got a lot of drag with the flap tent, so.
Yeah.
Okay, Falcon air traffic, Cap 228, we're on final, short flying on runway 22, Falcon.
Yeah, he's getting off for good.
And Falcon traffic, Diamond, 4119 Bravo, off 22 at Delta 5, taxi Sabina ramp.
I can really feel that crosswind now.
Yeah.
Falcon traffic, Cessna 5024 Hotel, turning base, runway 22.
We're a little high. Go.
Speak.
Man, those are some sloppy landings. I have not landed at night in, well, a little while.
Yeah, happens.
Now I'm remaining current. We'll go down to the left. No, we should probably get off. Well, we won't make this one. We'll go off to the next one.
He's still ways off.
Yeah, okay. He's on. He's fine.
He's like,
besides, this is the one we want anyway.
Right. Yeah, we want to get down here. Well,
Delta 3. If you get off this exit, it's a straight shot to our spot.
Oh, nice.
Right here. Pull out. Or not. Oop. That one. Right. Not left.
We got to go to the fuel.
Are you doing self-serve?
Well,
we just called the guy.
Traffic. No, 5024 Hotel turning.
Yeah, you can still pay for it with the guy. Oh yeah? Yeah, he just takes your card.
Yeah, but isn't it a little more?
I don't think so.
All right. Sounds good.
You do whatever you want.
Sounds good. That sounds easier than.
Okay. I was gonna say, I've always just called the dude.
Yeah. Good idea.
He's cool. He's a nice guy.
Back in your traffic, Cap 228, we're off the runway. 22. Good night.
Yeah, just FYI, Delta 3 is your taxiway you want, if you can ever get it. They always make you get off of Bravo usually, but
right.
You can request Delta 3, because Delta 3 is there, you just keep on going. It's this line right here. Really nice.
Yeah, just land long.
Yeah. Oh, there's Jake Redo.
Who?
Jake. I'm his ride.
Oh.
There you go, I'll crank it. Yeah, he bought a hat. He's all happy.
What, yeah, 305 hat?
Yeah, 305 hat. Yeah. He's all happy now.
All right.
Happy as a clam. I think you know it.
Avionics, goodbye.
Peace.
You can find more Desert Pilot blog and audio at desertpilot.com.
The walkway is ending. Please watch your step.